Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Six Faces of Globalization, Who Wins, Who Loses, and Why It Matters is a work of political economy and international trade analysis by Anthea Roberts and Nicholas Lamp. Published by Harvard University Press. The book examines why debates over economic globalization have become so polarized and why participants often appear to talk past one another. Rather than presenting globalization as simply beneficial or harmful, the authors organize the debate around six competing narratives about who gains, who loses, and what values should guide policy. These narratives include the traditional win-win account of open markets, critiques from the political left and right, concerns about corporate power, geopolitical anxieties about China, and arguments that globalization creates shared global risks such as climate change and pandemics. The purpose of the book is not to settle the debate with a single verdict, but to clarify its structure so readers can better understand the evidence, assumptions, and trade-offs behind each position. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the six narrative framework turns a polarized debate into a map of competing claims. The central contribution of the book is its use of six narratives to make sense of globalization debates. Roberts and Lamp treat narratives not as slogans, but as organized ways of selecting facts, assigning blame, and defining what counts as a problem. This approach explains why people can look at the same global economy and reach sharply different conclusions. A trade economist may emphasize aggregate gains from specialization, while a worker in a deindustrialized region may see job loss and community decline as the more relevant reality. A security analyst may focus on dependence on rival powers, while an environmental advocate may foreground carbon-intensive supply chains. By separating these viewpoints into distinct narratives, the book shows that disagreement is not only about data. It is also about values, time horizons, national interests, and moral priorities. This framework is useful because it reduces confusion without pretending that every position is equally strong in every context. It allows readers to see how each account gains plausibility from real experiences, while also revealing what each tends to omit. Secondly, the establishment win-win narrative is examined through its strengths and blind spots. One major narrative in the book is the establishment view that globalization generally produces win-win outcomes. This position is associated with the idea that open trade, investment, and cross-border production increase efficiency, lower consumer prices, expand markets, and raise overall welfare. Roberts and Lamp do not dismiss this account because it captures important realities. Globalization has contributed to growth, increased access to goods, and helped integrate many developing economies into global markets. At the same time, the book highlights why the win-win narrative became politically vulnerable. Aggregate gains can coexist with concentrated losses, and the promise that displaced workers or regions will eventually adjust has often been insufficient in practice. The narrative also tends to rely on compensation mechanisms that governments may not provide or that arrive too late to prevent social damage. By analyzing the establishment view in this way, the authors show that the central weakness is not that gains never occur, but that distributional conflict and social disruption cannot be treated as secondary details. Thirdly, left and right critiques reveal different ways. Globalization creates domestic losers. The book distinguishes between critiques that often get merged under the broad label of anti-globalization. Left-leaning accounts tend to stress inequality, labor vulnerability, and the ability of mobile capital to weaken bargaining power, regulatory standards, and social protections. From this perspective, globalization can function as a system in which workers compete across borders while corporations gain flexibility and leverage. Right-leaning populist accounts often focus on national sovereignty, cultural disruption, border control, and the decline of manufacturing communities, such as parts of the American Rust Belt. These critiques can overlap in their suspicion of trade deals and global institutions, but they are not the same. One emphasizes class power and distributive justice, while the other often emphasizes nation, community, and control. Roberts and Lamp use this distinction to show why political coalitions around globalization can be unstable and surprising. Groups may agree that the existing system has harmed them, yet disagree sharply about whether the answer is stronger welfare policy, industrial strategy, immigration restriction, labor protection, or a broader reassertion of national authority. Fourthly, corporate power and China-focused narratives shift attention from markets to power. Another important dimension of the book is its treatment of globalization as a system shaped by power, not merely by neutral market exchange. The corporate power narrative argues that multinational firms and globally mobile investors have gained unusual influence over production networks, legal rules, tax choices, and regulatory competition. This account directs attention to who designs the rules of globalization and who can use them most effectively. the China-focused or geopolitical narrative raises a different but related issue. It asks whether deep economic integration with a rising strategic competitor produces dependence, technological vulnerability, and a redistribution of industrial capacity. In this view, globalization is not only about prices and efficiency, but about national capabilities and geopolitical leverage. These narratives matter because they challenge the assumption that market integration automatically produces harmony. They show how trade and investment can create asymmetries of influence among firms, workers, states, and rival powers. Roberts and Lamp present these claims as part of a broader shift from thinking about globalization as a purely economic project to seeing it as a political and strategic order. Lastly, shared risk narratives expose value conflicts beyond winners and losers. The book also examines narratives in which globalization creates lose-lose problems that threaten broad populations rather than only redistributing gains between identifiable but groups. Climate change, pandemics, financial instability, and fragile supply chains illustrate this category. These problems complicate ordinary debates about winners and losers because the harm may be systemic, delayed, and transnational. A supply chain may be efficient in cost terms, but fragile during a crisis. Trade may increase growth while also expanding carbon-intensive production and transport. Global mobility may increase opportunity while also accelerating the spread of disease. Roberts and Lamp use these issues to highlight deeper value conflicts, especially growth versus sustainability and efficiency versus resilience or social stability. This is one reason the book is more than a catalog of political positions. It shows that globalization debates often involve incompatible priorities rather than simple factual misunderstandings. The shared risk narrative also suggests that national policy alone may be inadequate, yet international cooperation is difficult precisely because countries experience risk, responsibility, and capacity in unequal ways. In conclusion, Six Faces of Globalization is best suited for readers who want a structured understanding of trade and globalization debates without being pushed toward a single ideological answer. It is especially useful for students of political economy, international law, public policy, global governance, and contemporary politics, as well as policymakers who need to understand why technically sound arguments often fail to persuade affected communities. The practical benefit of the book is its diagnostic clarity. It helps readers identify whether a disagreement concerns evidence, distribution, sovereignty, corporate influence, security, sustainability, or social resilience. That makes it valuable for interpreting current disputes over tariffs, industrial policy, supply chains, labor standards, climate policy, and relations with China. The book stands out for many globalization studies because it does not simply defend open markets or condemn them. It also avoids treating public backlash as ignorance. Instead, Roberts and Lamp show how rival perspectives draw on partial truths and different moral priorities. Compared with more narrowly economic books on trade, it gives greater attention to law, politics, legitimacy, and narrative framing. Compared with polemical critiques of globalization, it offers a broader and more disciplined map of the debate. Its main value lies in teaching readers how to think across competing accounts rather than remain confined within one. If you would like to support Anthea Roberts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. And after reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.